Father, I truly do thank you and I praise you and I give you all honor and I'll give you all glory tonight. Father, these people made a special effort to come and sit in your house. Some because they had to, but others did it willingly. Whatever the reason is, Father God, I'm asking that you touch them, the crown of their head, to the soles of their feet. Father God, fill them full of yourself. Change them, rearrange them, Father. Get them ready for the great glory drop that you're bringing to us. And Father, I thank you that you're here this night, that you're in our midst, and the demonic forces of hell have no place here. And the angelic force is walking to and fro, keeping them held at bay. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, church, you have to understand what you have in Christ. So many people come into this church so bound. And they come from other churches, you know, and they're so bound. And I'm not saying things wrong with the churches. I'm really not, because, you know, people sit in here and still bound. But what I'm saying is you just don't understand the moving of the Spirit that really wants to set you free, and that you can be set free and stay set free if you just receive all that God is trying to give to you. Tonight, God wants me to talk about firebrands. When he gave me that, I thought, now, what's this all about? So we're going to learn all about firebrands tonight, all right? Now, like Joshua, God says, like Joshua, the high priest, the firebrands have been plucked from the fire. Now, listen to what he's saying to you. And I have placed royal robes upon them, and I am sending them forth to conquer on all sides. Who's he doing this to? Firebrands. These firebrands have suffered at the hands of the enemy, and now they will know what it is to walk with the Almighty One. They will be more than anxious to tear down the walls of darkness and allow the light of my truth to shine forth, bringing more firebrands into the light. These firebrands know what it is like to live behind prison bars with no hope of pardon. But I showed up, I pardoned each one, and now they are being sent forth to accomplish the mighty works of preparing the way for the second coming of my son Jesus. That's what he told me. So now I'm going to show you what I looked up. All right, a firebrand is a combustible material that has already been exposed to the fire. If you ever had a fireplace, you know how you go out and you buy these little logs that are all ready to start real easy and start you. Well, that's what that is, a firebrand is. Now, the same is with the sinner's heart. Unruly desires and unholy passions have burned into it. All right? The same is with the sinner's heart. Unruly desires and unholy passions have burned into it. As the firebrand fits with fire, so does a sinner fit in with sin. Now, just listen to this and find out what a firebrand really is and what God is doing with it. And then we're going to read what God first said at the very end. Now, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing in his right hand to oppose him. Look what that says. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. So God took the sin away from Joshua. And verse 5 said, and I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge over my charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Now, he said, begin with, is this not a brand plucked from the fire? This tells us that Joshua wasn't contemplating sin. He was already in sin. This also describes our condition. The world slash church is not thinking of sin, but is actually burning in it. Now, God started out with what? Saying he come and he got the firebrands, right? So just listen to what this is all about. We began this sin walk very early. Disobedience to parents, angry tempers, petty lies, all kind of childish wrongdoings, all these were the start of the firebrand burning. Some of us who have young kids, we see that already, how they're starting to rebel against authority. Even with godly training and Christian parenting, not one of us have been able to escape from burning in this fire to some extent. All right? The Bible tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is a fair side to this picture. It is not altogether gloomy. While we have a fire and a brand in the fire, we also have a brand plucked out of the fire. And this is what God said to begin with, right? He's plucked you out of the fire. A brand plucked out of the fire is a past sinner that still have within them the tendency to sin, but are no longer in the fire of sin. The tendency will always be there to sin till the day you die. But you are no longer in the fire of sin. They have been taken away from it. They no longer willfully sin. And how many people do you know that willfully sin? Well, I just can't break this habit. I just can't get over it. Well, that you need to work really super hard and get over it. They are delivered from the body of sin and death. The force of the passage seems to lie in the words plucked out of it. Let's go back and read a brand plucked out of the fire, Nancy. A brand plucked out of the fire is a past sinner that still have within them the tendency to sin, but are no longer in the fire of sin. They have been taken away from it. They no longer willfully sin. They are delivered from the body of sin and death. The force of the passage that we read here earlier seems to lie in the words plucked out of. When you have a sin nature, you are like a moth drawn to the flame. Even though they singe their wings, they still fly back to the flame. You love the fire, which is your destruction when you willfully sin. In youth, we put our finger into the flame. We feel that it is burnt. You try a little sin. Yet, once again, we put our hand back into the fire. Even though we got burnt, we put our hand back into the fire. As we get older, we persist deliberately until that sin has consumed us from head to toe, bringing foul fruit of the sins of our youth, corrupting our morals. Isn't that how it worked with you? Come on. We need to understand we cannot escape by our own free will. We must be plucked out of it. It takes God's glory to pluck you out of the fire. If you notice, we have a new sign that says believe. For two services, God said, I want the sign down because they don't believe that my glory is here. And every time I looked at that sign, I got a dark feeling in me. So we took it down and God told me to put up believe. That's a shame that you would not believe that God's glory had already fallen in here. It really upset God. He said, take it down. They don't believe it. So it takes God's glory to pluck you out of the fire. Now, the reason why I stopped there is because if you really believed that God's glory was here, then you would believe that he could deliver you out of the sin that you're in while you're sitting here. You see this? God is saying, I love thee with an everlasting love. I forgot to write the scripture. I'm sorry. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with long loving kindness have I drawn thee. Come now, let us reason together. Though thy sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That God has been drawing us with his love forever. He will continue to draw us with his love until the day we die. But I think he's drawn you long enough. I think it's time to just give in and just say, all right, God, like that movie. I can't remember that movie anymore, but he said, all right, I give up. Come on. Why don't you just give up? Have any of you really said that to God? You know, you're fighting something. Well, really, okay with me. I'm just, you know, God wants me to do something. And I say, God, I've done this long enough. And I keep arguing with God, come on, God, you've got to move now. This has been going on long enough. And finally, I say, God, I give up. I just give up. And I just collapse, you know, just start crying. Just give up. I said, it's yours. I'm not even going to think about it no more. And you know what? He takes it away. He's waiting for me to give it up. So how about you? What are you holding on to and trying to get God to do? And he's not going to do it, but in his timing, give it up. The first text we read bears a sense of wonderment. It says, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You know, Joshua must have been pretty well messed up. And they can't believe that he's standing there before God being with his iniquity being taken away from him. So the first text we read bears a sense of wonderment. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? There, I could be bad right now and use one of you as an example, but I won't. There was such astonishment at his preservation that with uplifted hands, the question was asked, is not this man just like a firebrand snatched from among the glowing coals? Do you realize some people are watching some of you and they know how bad you are or were or whatever, and they just stand back and shake their head. I just can't believe that they're cleaned up. I just can't believe that that's the same person. And that's the way it should be, right? They should look at us and say, I just can't believe this same person. All right, this marvel is not just confined to Joshua. I believe this is a matter of wonder in the case of every saved sinner. I wrote that because I really believe that. Because some of you, I look at you and I think, wow, when I first met you, I never thought I'd see you where you are today in a good way. All right? This, I'll just use Barbara. You know how she's laughing. She knows what God did with her. And I stand in amazement of where God has brought her from since the first day I met her. This marvel is not just confined to Joshua. I believe this is a matter of wonder in the case of every saved sinner. We are all brands plucked out of the fire, everyone in here. The believer's own nature is depraved. We know that. And yet, contrary to nature, he is made a new creature. Right? New creature in Christ. He's a brand spanking new. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Every now and then the old thing tries to creep in, but you just stomp on its head and say, get out of here. This is not part of me. All right. Something else that is remarkable is a conversion of people who have been accustomed to hear the gospel from their youth up, who have been hearing the gospel for years without any results. I should have read this before I threw my fit tonight, right? They are like the man who laid at the pool of Bethesda and was never healed until Jesus came along. You know, these are people who have been in church forever and not changed. They have been lying at the Bethesda pool with its many porches or slash teachings for 40 or 50 years and still not saved. That's a wonderment too. How can you sit in the house of God that many years? And I've seen people like that and still not be touched by God. Come into church, sit there, oh, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, blah, 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 and leave just the same as you came. Nothing ever changed in your life. And the Spirit of God was there, wherever you was at, to touch you and rearrange you. That's a wonderment to me, too. We could mention the glory of God that saves the drunkard, the drug addict, ones lost to perversion and self-righteous ones. Are these not brands plucked out of the fire? I've been reading a lot lately where people who have been drug addicts all their life or alcoholics are suddenly being, God just is coming and zapping that junk right out of them just like that. And they're out there have churches preaching the gospel, young people. This one guy, he said, I'd go to bar every night drunk as a skunk. And he said, I'd tell everybody, I'm going to preach the gospel one day. And he has his own church. God just came, he said, God just came by one day and just pulled that junk right out of him. And he got, you know, and he just started church. You know, God is good. And I'm believing for God to do that. The other day I heard my granddad say, I'm going to preach a word one day when I get cleaned up and I'm going to minister to drug addicts and I'm going to see them set free. I said, thank you, God. He's confessing something good. Amen. All right, let's look at the idea of the text. There stood Joshua, the high priest. There stood the angel of the Lord, and there stood Satan. That's what's going on with you. The adversary began to attack Joshua, but the angel of the Lord said to him, and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? What hast thou to do with him? If God has plucked him out of the fire, thou canst never put him in again. Seeing God has plucked him out of the fire, go thou thy way and mind thine own business, Satan. Thou hast nothing to do with this saved soul, this elect vessel, this one whom God has chosen and whom the Spirit's power has shown itself. He has plucked him out of the fire. Go thy way, Satan, and leave this soul alone. That is a statement I think a lot of you need to say to Satan every day. God plucked me out of the fire, Satan, and I'm not your toy, and I'm not going there with you ever again. You need to declare that over your life. You need to get that scripture, and you need to read that. But, you know, oh, I can't help myself. Here I go again, sinning again. Come on. You're going to have to fight. We're in a war. Everybody in here could wail like that if they wanted to, but a lot of us chose not to wail. A lot of us have chosen to fight the enemy. We're in a warfare, and this is why God's having us sing happy, jumpy songs. He wants us to be full of joy and go out there and defeat the enemy. Every time I read in the Bible that somebody went to war, they always did a dance or a song. They never went out there just going. They did a dance and a song and got themselves in the glory of God, and God fought their battle for them. Come on. Some of you, I look at you and I think, when are you ever going to get this? I mean it. And every place you go, you see Christians. When are they ever going to get this? When is it ever going to sink in that God has plucked you out of the fire and you don't belong to Satan any longer? Don't wait till it's too late to realize that. Realize that tonight. God had me do this for a reason. Now I've lost my place. Let's start that paragraph over again. Today we need to realize this truth in our spirits. If the Lord has changed you, if indeed you are a brand plucked out of the fire, well, I'll hold my place. There's not a one of you in here not saved, is there? Well, if you aren't saved, get up here to the altar right now, okay? Okay, then if you're saved, then God plucked you out of the fire, right? Then why do you fear the temptation which now assails you? You do not need to fear the temptations that may attack you. We need to understand that fleshly beings that we are, the God who has done so much for us cannot leave us now. He will not leave his purpose half accomplished. God will not be disappointed, and God will finish the works he started in you. Because Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Come on. I want you to wake up tonight. I mean, when God said firebrands, I said, okay, what is a firebrand? I didn't even know. I mean, I knew that Joshua was in there, and that's why I went to there. But then as I got to studying what a firebrand was, I said, well, isn't this something? I opened Revelation. We're all firebrands that God has plucked out of the fire. And he's already told, and God told me, he said, daughter, I've told Satan he has no place in you. He can't harass you no more. I have to stand on that truth every day. You do too. You have to stand on that truth every day that you are a firebrand plucked out of the fire and Satan can't touch you. He will leave you. He really will. I'm telling you, he will leave you. It's you that's keeping him there. I'm sorry if I stepped on your toe, but that's the way it is. You're the one that's keeping him there because you're not standing on the truth of God's word. You're not standing on what God has spoken to you. And you're allowing the enemy to come in there and walk all over you day in and day out. You know what your problems are, then get rid of them. Give them to God and have a conversation with, take Satan to court. Have a conversation with Satan in front of God and tell him what he's not going to do to you from this day forward. Do it with your family. Do it with your friends. Do it with your brothers and sisters in the house of God when you see Satan harass them. I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a one of you in here tonight that should be harassed by Satan. And you and I mean him winning. He's always going to harass us, but he doesn't have to win the battle. He can come at what I mean is he can come at you, but he can't make you go into that sin. You do that because that's what you want to do. No, I don't know it. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. It's just like fasting. You know, God calls you to fast, and you know, God, I'll fast for 21 days. I won't eat a thing. I won't drink nothing. And the first time I said, "You want something to eat? Sure. What are you cooking?" So you didn't follow through with what you said you were going to do. You gave into the temptation to eat. Am I not right? I'm not ever going to drink coffee again. Never, 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 never. Boy, I got the best taste in coffee. Would you like to try some? Yeah. Isn't that the way it goes? There's nothing wrong drinking coffee. I just threw that out there. Come on. You give into the wiles of the enemy. I know I've been there, done that. With my peanuts and other things. We really don't have to eat. We really don't have to even drink coffee, tea, or whatever we're drinking. We don't have to do that. All right, there's this older gentleman. He was 90-some years old, and God told him when he was really young, the only thing I want you to consume is crackers and water. He was 90-some years old, and Kenneth Hagin Sr. asked the doctor, "Can anybody live on crackers and water?" He said, "Absolutely not. They'll die." He said, "Right there's a man who hasn't had anything but crackers and water since he's about 16 years old, and he's so anointed to God that any place he walked, people were healed." So don't tell me, you know, when I used to fast all the time, they said, "You're going to die." No, I'm going to die if I eat. I'm going to spiritually die if I eat. Come on. If you notice, Sister Teresa's losing weight, and she loves food, and it's all because she's not eating like she was. She cut down on her eating. She just said, "I'm going to lay that aside." And she's not dying. She looked good, but she's not dying. So what is it that you're hanging on to saying, I just can't quit it? Yeah, you can. You have to determine in your heart that you're going to do it. You have to determine in your heart you're not going to do it. We need to be proclaiming what a change there is in me. I should have read that before I did all my other stuff. We should be proclaiming what a change there is in me. How far beyond anything I could ever have wrought in myself, I'm a brand plucked out of the fire. Now, do I have you all mad at me now? That's good. That means I stirred something up here tonight. We didn't come here just to be entertained, right? We can do that at home in front of a TV set if we want to be. Are you truly a firebrand plucked out of the fire? God says you are, because now we're going to read what he first said. Like Joshua, the high priest, this is what God said to begin with, so we're going to read this again. Like Joshua, the high priest, the firebrands have been, past tense, plucked from the fire, and I have placed royal robes upon them, and I am sending them forth to conquer on all sides. And I know God told you, y'all were here one day, he was changing your robe. I know he told you that as a group. And he said, "I am sending them forth to conquer on all sides," and I know he's told you that. Well, all of us, I was here too, I heard it too. "These firebrands have suffered at the hands of the enemy," didn't you? "And now they will know what it is to walk with the Almighty One. They will be more than anxious to tear down the walls of darkness and allow the light of my truth to shine forth, bringing more firebrands into the light." The reason why you're not bringing anybody into the house of God, not all of you now, if the shoe fits, put it on, not don't. The reason why you're not bringing anybody in the house of God is because you yourself don't realize that you've been plucked from the fire and you're walking in the right standing in God. Come on. These firebrands know what it is like to live behind prison bars with no hope of pardon. How many of you in here, you know, don't show of hands, but you know that there's no way in heaven that you should have been set free by God. So these firebrands know what it is like to live behind prison bars with no hope of pardon. God said, but I showed up, I pardoned each one, and now they are being sent forth to accomplish the mighty works. Now, I think this morning God said that you crossed over and he's calling you higher, and there's new rules as we crossed over, and he wants us to go forth and accomplish a mighty works by going higher, going into this new ground that we went into. Now, how many of you believe that? How many of you want to believe it? How many of you are willing to sacrifice everything you have to go ahead and do the things that God is calling you forth to do? All right, let's read that last paragraph. I cut it off, I guess. These firebrands know what it is like to live behind prison bars with no hope of pardon. God said, but I showed up, I pardoned each one, and now they are being sent forth to accomplish the mighty works of preparing the way for the second coming of my Son, Jesus. You, my children, are those firebrands that I have plucked out of the fires of Sheol. I didn't read that at the beginning because I wanted to read at the end. You, because I'm the pastor of this church, I'm teaching you. You, my children, are those firebrands that I have plucked out of the fires of Sheol, or hell, however you want to say it. Now, do you believe that? If you believe that, God is saying, then there's a future for you, a promise and a future. If you don't, then there's no future for you. And if you really believe that you are a firebrand plucked out of the fire, then your life is going to change. And you're going to quit holding a pity party with yourself or with your friends or whoever, and you're going to beat the devil up. You know, it really makes me mad when I see a man, he's all macho, you know, sticks his old chest out there and gets in a woman's face, but yet he won't get in the devil's face, will he? He'll tear down a woman, or I've seen women do it to men too. They'll tear down their spouse or their whoever they're sleeping with or whatever, but they sure won't fight with the devil, will they? Now, we're different, right? Right? Smile bigger. You're not smiling big. Thank you. We're different. We are firebrands that have been plucked out of the fire. And God said Satan has no place in us. And I tell you, I have to remind that Satan of that every day of my life. I wake up in the middle of the night and have to pray and remind him that he cannot touch me, that I am God's child, and God has taken him and thrown him out of my existence. He does not give up. We can see that by election, right? The devil is a liar. He does not give up. He's working in your life. He's working in your friends' lives. And see, we don't look at flesh and blood, and we're not supposed to do that. We are not dealing with flesh and blood, but how many of us deal with flesh and blood all the time? And we destroy the person that we're supposed to be helping. Because this church, this body of Christ right here, that's who I'm talking to tonight. You've got to get out of your sin. I don't care what it is, you have to get out of it. God has made a way out of the temptations. And there's no reason why you should be still sinning. I don't want to get into Wednesday night service, so I'll just shut up in that area. You say that you're a child of God. Then if you're really a child of God, then you won't be doing the things you're doing that are contrary to the Word of God. See, you say you're a child of God, but you don't believe that. The devil has you believing that you're not a child of God. The devil has you believing that you're never going to be a child of God. And he keeps you in that bondage over and over and over again. God wants to set you free. He wants you to understand without a shadow of a doubt tonight, before you ever leave this place, that you truly have been plucked out of the fire. He truly did change your robes. And you are children of righteousness, and he wants you to believe that you are my children, and that he wants to send you forth to do a great and a mighty works for him. You're going to have to start believing something. You believed the lie way too long. And it's time you start believing the truth of God's word. Well, I'm just overweight and I can't quit eating. That's not true. That's not true. And I would say, God, they can do it. And so God showed me when you're stressed out, the first thing you do is grab something to eat. Because God made me stressed out for 2 weeks. The first thing I did, and I didn't even like what I was eating. It made me sick. But I still reached for something to eat. See, it's you. It is you. And you're giving into your flesh. And every one of us need to quit giving into our flesh. And we need to say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. An unclean spirit cannot enter the inner heaven. It just can't. If you're bound up in a sin that you say you can't get rid of, then don't be looking for heaven to be your home. I know that people say, oh, she shouldn't say that. She's going to make them get discouraged. You know, God has been telling you the truth for years and years and years. And so if you get discouraged, that's just too bad. Are you a warrior or are you not? He's not going to send a baby into battle. And none of you should be wearing diapers or sucking on bottles. You should have the full armor of God on, and you should be out there fighting like you'd never fought before. Come on. And if you're a real true warrior, then the devil's fighting you like you never, not in sin, but just fighting you in different areas in your life. You're not giving in to sin, but boy, he's trying to distract you in every which way he can. And what are you doing about that? Are you allowing him to distract you? Or while you're taking care of your situations, are you keeping your eyes on Christ and what he's called you for to do? Come on. Some of us, God's telling me you need to change your belief system. Your belief system has gotten all messed up. And you're not believing the whole truth, you're believing the partial truth. And if you're reading the news, you're finding an awful lot of Christians are being killed overseas or just being slaughtered. So, and I heard God say this morning, the slaughtering of my children has begun. And we are his children. So if you're claiming to be a warrior for Christ, then you might just get prepared to get your head cut off because of what you believe in. It won't be such a hard thing if somebody shoots you, cut your head off. You go straight to be with God, right? You're out of all this mess. So what are you getting all upset about? Well, I'm just young and I have a lot to live. Hey, you know what? You might be pretty old in 2 weeks with all everything that's going on. If God wants to take you on home, let him take you on home. Because he knows if you're going to mess up on down the road. And he'd rather take you out. Because he told me that one time. He says, they won't make it if you don't let me take them right now. So, you know, why don't we just get real with the word? There was wars and rumors of wars all through the word. God's children were killed all through the word. But God's true servants stood up and did what they had to do to bring the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now, you firebrands, that you know your firebrand, and now you know that God has taken you out of the fire, and you know that he's put a new robe on you. He said he come and he pardoned you, and now he wants to do mighty works through you. If you're one of those, then I want you to come to the altar tonight, and God is going to drop his anointing in you that the enemy's not going to be able to destroy ever again. And you're going to know that you know that you know that you're that firebrand that God wants to use.